Hello and welcome back to the Collaborators Unite podcast. I'm your host, Chuck Anderson, and this is the show where we serve our audience that we call big impact experts. And that's you if you want to make a bigger impact, bigger positive impact, I should say, in the lives of your clients, in your communities, and the world. And that's one of the things I love most about our audience is that you're the type of people who want other people to live happier, more fulfilling lives. And that's what we do. And today's guest not only is a big impact expert, but he helps big impact experts make a bigger impact. Can I get the word impact in there just a few more times? So today I have my friend Jay Fairbrother here with me today. Jay, welcome to the show.
Thanks so much, Chuck. Pleasure to be here.
You know, I can't believe it's even taken us this long, you know, to get this scheduled. But it's, as they say, timing is everything. And maybe now is the right time. Tell it, but let's start by, you know, I'll have you introduce you. I mean, other than, because I always butcher the introductions, reading bios sounds terrible on a podcast. Tell everybody in your own words who you are and what you do, and we'll start there.
Yeah. So I'm Jay Fairbrother, the mastermind guy, and I help speakers, coaches, healers, and thought leaders to create high impact. We're going to keep pounding on that impact word, high impact, high ticket mastermind, or what I call hybrid mastermind programs, so that they can scale their businesses, create recurring revenue, get deeper client transformations, keep clients longer, and really build that sustainable business, which is a hard thing to do in the thought leader space.
It certainly can be. And, you know, there's a lot of struggles that come along the way, and we'll talk more about those. Just for the definition of our audience, because, you know, some identify as coaches, some healers, practitioners, there's so many different words that we use to describe the impact that we make or the work that we do. Tell everybody, like, what is your definition of a mastermind, you know, in terms of, you know, what the work that you do and where that might fit into their business, high level, and then we'll dive deep into it later. But just so everybody knows what the heck it is we're talking about.
Yeah, so there's a lot of confusion, especially in the thought leader world, because in my opinion, about maybe 75% of what is labeled a mastermind out there that we see is really just glorified group coaching, because the mastermind term is a little sexier and, you know, you maybe can charge more money. A lot of people use that term mastermind when really it's just a group coaching program. So I, you know, go back to the source, right? Napoleon Hill coined the term mastermind like 90 years ago in Think and Grow Rich. And his concept was very simple. Put one person with a brain in a room, second person with a brain, it creates this third invisible, intangible force that he labeled the mastermind. And if you imagine putting like 8 to 14 brains in the same room, the size of that invisible, intangible force, when you tap into the collective experience, collective knowledge, and collective wisdom of those 8 to 14 people. So that's Napoleon Hill's original sort of idea for the mastermind. It was that smaller cohort, you know, not a revolving door, but people who meet together regularly and support each other, collaborate, you know, learn from the other brilliance in the room, so that it's, you know, the difference is that instead of like a one-to-guru relationship, like in a course or a group coaching program, it's a one-to-many relationship. So one of the key differences in terms of how we build these programs for coaches, healers, and speakers is that you're intentional about building the relationships with the people in the program as they go through the program, rather than what you see in most courses and group coaching programs, where at the end of it, you still don't really know most of the other people that went through it with you. Like, you got to know the extroverts a little because they're always on stage asking the questions, but you didn't really build relationships with them and tap into that invisible, intangible force that Napoleon Hill envisioned.
Yeah, amazing. Well, I have a group coaching program. So I, as you were describing that, I could picture everything you just said. I mean, there's the same people asking questions and probably taking up most of the time every week. There's others that are, you know, they'll sit back and they want to listen and see what I have to say. They want to see what the others have to say, but they're not really participating at a very high level. So it sounds like there's a really key distinction here in terms of, you know, coaching. And a lot of times coaching in the group coaching program, it tends to be a lot of just Q&A, honestly. I mean, there's some additional teaching, obviously, but Q&A. So what is the shift that takes a group coaching program and turns it into a mastermind where now you have that, the benefit of the collective?
Yeah. So most of it is around creating the container. And what I mean by that is in a mastermind, you're going to be very intentional about creating an environment where those introverts feel safe to speak up, to ask the dumb questions, to not be judged. So there's lots of nuances to how you create this container in terms of setting expectations, setting the culture, setting the protocols, setting the rules of engagement. But really what you're trying to essentially do is create psychological safety so that it enables people to get beyond the surface level kinds of questions and surface level Q&A and discussion and get into some of the really deeper issues that trouble people, that in turn, when people start opening up and talking about the real stuff that's holding them back, the real things they're struggling with, that creates a richer environment for everyone and deeper client transformations. So you talk about having an impact. I mean, that's really one of the big ways to create impact is because people now feel completely safe to open up and be vulnerable and really talk and get into some of these issues that normally surface in most kinds of programs.
That sounds a lot more transformational than your typical group coaching program, which honestly, in a lot of times, just boil down to a lot of how-tos. And the focus is on how do I do this and how do I do that versus, you know, who do I need to become? How do I transform myself so that I can succeed? Is that kind of one of the themes that you have?
Yes, 100%. Like that's, you know, like I often say, like most of us in that do what we do, we're not doing it to amass this big fortune. We're doing it because we want to help people. And ultimately, we want to change lives. We want to have that deep impact, right? And so there's nothing more frustrating to get people, you know, like I have a course. And I have plenty of people who buy the course, don't complete the whole thing or go through it just in that sit back listening kind of mode. I don't know if they're getting transformation or not. And that's just so frustrating as a thought leader, because ultimately we want to help people. We want to see them get the results that we can provide. And so that's really what a mastermind does. It provides that extra layer of support, accountability, safety, and it pulls people into the conversation. So I'll give you a little example of how you do that, right? One of the tactical strategies, which is that instead of Q&A, where whoever wants to raise their hand, right? Like you do certain exercises, not every time, but at certain times, where you make everyone go around the room and speak up. Like in turn, right? You're not going to skip anybody. But it's not a surprise, like, oh, they're going to call on me. You've set that expectation right from the beginning that this is a participatory program and process. This isn't for those who aren't going to sit back and not do the work and not show up and not get the results.
Yeah, I can already see how just by setting that context alone would elevate everyone, especially the ones who like to sit back, just listen and take their time. Presumably they joined the program in the first place because they wanted to transform, that they wanted a new result. And they really got to bring themselves to it, I think. And so you've set the context where they can.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah, I like that. Now, who is this for? So who should be considering having a mastermind? I get the questions all the time with the work that I do. Am I ready? You know, what phase of business do I need to be in? And, you know, where does this fit into my journey? So where does creating and running a mastermind fit into the overall plan? Do you have to be at a certain level or what's your thoughts there?
Yeah, it's a great question because that is the number one thing that generally holds people back from even starting to engage in listening to what this is about and whether it's for them, is that they're not ready yet. And frankly, I think the industry pushes that concept upon us because the industry teaches what's called the ascension ladder model, where, you know, you have start with a low ticket offer and one-on-one clients, and then you have a signature course or a mid-ticket offer, and then you have a group coaching program, and maybe someday you can graduate and like the big, you know, 7 and 8 9-figure entrepreneurs who mostly all have masterminds. And that's just not necessary to have all of those things in place. I teach a model where you can actually start nurturing people directly toward a high ticket mastermind. And yes, you need one downsell. You need something that you can offer to people who aren't ready yet, don't have the means to invest in themselves, or don't love you enough. You know, I say you move people from no like and trust to no love and trust. They don't know, love, and trust you enough yet to join, you know, commit to a 6-month, 12-month high ticket program. But the point is that anyone, almost anyone, can start building this and start nurturing people towards it, regardless of what stage of business that you're at. Now, having said that, it's not necessarily for brand new coaches who haven't figured out, you know, what they offer, how they serve, and how they can help people. But you don't have to be that much further along than that to be able to start embracing this concept. And one of the things that I do a few times a year, I do a 3-day virtual event called Six Figure Masterminds Bootcamp. And in that 3-day event, we walk you through step by step the process of, first of all, what mastermind that you can create, because there are many different types of masterminds. And I don't believe in a cookie cutter approach to it. To me, it's about aligning your superpowers, what you're best at, whether that's facilitation, coaching, mentoring, content. Take advantage of your superpowers and build a unique program that's going to get the most results. Then in the 3-day event, we focus on who are the right people to attract into it. So that's really a critical piece, is targeting the right people. Because unlike courses and group coaching programs, in a mastermind, it's not open to anyone who can write the check. It's you are curating a group. You're hand selecting the clients that you want to work with, that you love working with, and who are going to commit to show up and do the work, right? So that's the what and the who. And then in the 3-day event, we work on building a simple funnel so that you don't need all that complexity, those sales funnels with the 34 branches, and you don't need to be doing constant launches. Build a simple funnel to attract people into a 6 or 12 month program, and then how to build exclusivity so that you can literally get to a point where it's like, no, I don't have to convince you to join my mastermind. Tell me why I should let you in. Are you going to show up? Are you going to do the work? Are you going to be committed? Are you going to support the other people in the program? And again, those are the type of people you really want to work with and love helping. So anyway, in this 3-day event, the 3-day event is designed for somebody who might be pretty early in their journey of starting a thought leader business, because we're going to give you a roadmap, literally, of, okay, even if I'm not ready to walk out of the 3-day event and start implementing my, you know, started building my mastermind, I now have a roadmap for, okay, now I see how I can get to having a sustainable business with recurring revenue and building something meaningful.
you know, in a lot of ways, the earlier stage thought leader might have an easier time at it because they're not encumbered with all of the years and decades like some of us have in the way we've been doing things, because sometimes it's difficult to let go of the habits or do things in a new way. Not that it's not for them, because it's for all of them, but you might be readier than you think, I think is my point.
Yeah. Yeah. 100%. Yeah. And it's amazing, you know, some of the transformations that I see from the people who come to these 3 days and, you know, and play full out and show up for it. You know, I've had many, many people say it's the best 3-day event they've ever had. I've had people say the 3-day event's better than $100,000 they've spent on other trainings. Yeah. It's, I started in this. So, you know, everything that I'm talking about, I have lived. So when I started this business several years ago, you know, I've been doing masterminds for 25 years and facilitating, creating them. But this six-figure masterminds, which is my business, I started just several years ago. And I did what I, you know, hired mentors and bought programs, and I had a low ticket offer and I had a course. And it was, I think, like the fourth or fifth time I launched my course, and I'm looking at my numbers going, what am I doing wrong? And I went to my two mentors at the time and I showed them my numbers and, you know, what am I doing wrong? And they're like, Jay, you're not doing anything wrong. You're hitting industry averages with these launches. And I'm like, I'm going to have to launch like 9 or 10 times a year just to make a sustainable living, right? To have any kind of security. And, you know, I knew this instinctually, but I followed the path that the industry was leading me down. Well, of course, once I launched my own high ticket mastermind, I tripled my revenue in 6 months. And it was really, you know, just such an amazing process for me. I'm glad that actually, I kind of wasted about 18 months, but I'm glad it transpired that way, because I've lived exactly what most people are going through. Because when we start, you know, we get bombarded with all these, use this strategy and that strategy and this tactic and try this and try that. And, you know, if those strategies can be immensely valuable, right? Not knocking anything else that you build and saying you only need to build a mastermind. Get to having that high ticket program. The sooner you get there, the faster you have a sustainable business.
Amazing. What do you think was one of the contributing factors to when you made the switch to see this increase in income? Because I know very intimately the launch model, and I lived what you just described. I know a lot of other people too, because when you're in the launch model and you're reliant upon it, sometimes it's very difficult to get out of the launch model. And so what was that transition like? I mean, you mentioned the increase in your revenue and your profitability, so now much more sustainable. In about 6 months, really is just a drop in the bucket, really, for what we're doing. It's not a long time. What was that transition like in terms of letting go of the launch model and then embracing this new way?
Honestly, for me, it was getting around the fears of, you know, positioning the high ticket offer, which, you know, look, I have bought, sold, and founded multiple seven-figure businesses, right? So I know, you know, I shouldn't be afraid of asking somebody to invest $10,000 or $15,000 or $25,000 with me, but I was, because I was in this launch mode and following this path and trying to sell, you know, $1,000, $2,000 courses. So part of it is just literally getting around those fears of positioning yourself that, yeah, I can provide enough value to charge, you know, $10,000, $15,000, $20,000, whatever it is. But the other, in my case, was, you know, my mentors suggested that one of the ways to transition is to do a 3-day virtual event. And at the time, you know, and I had for months said, I will never do a 3-day virtual event. Like, I just can't imagine myself doing it. It's so much work and effort. And how did I come up with 3 days of content? Right. But I said, okay, you know, I'm going to take my mentor's advice. And I did my first 3-day event. And it was successful even without a lot of people in the room because I was selling that higher ticket offer. Now I've done a complete 180. Like the 3-day event that I run is my favorite thing to do now. I love doing it, but it's because I feed off of seeing the transformation happening in the room and seeing the ahas that people are getting and, you know, seeing them feeling like, oh my God, I finally feel like I've got a vision now for how I can build this thing.
Yeah. Well, as someone who has attended your 3-day event, I can tell you that one of the things that makes it so great is the way you engage with the audience. You don't have to, I mean, you have your great content there, but also a lot of the content comes from how you engage with the participants there. And, you know,
yeah, and we
they
run
bring their questions and their concerns and all of that.
Yeah, and we run it very interactively. This isn't 3 days of me talking at people. There's, you know, people leave with pages and pages of notes from the worksheets that we use and the exercises we do during the event, and it builds upon each other. So what we do, you know, in day two builds off of what we did in day one and et cetera. Yeah, so it's the 3-day event is not a mastermind, but it has some of the feel of being in a mastermind because of the way we get people to engage and work together in breakout rooms and that kind of thing.
Yeah. Yeah. It's really worthwhile going. And I know, so how many times a year do you run your 3-day event?
I'm doing it 3 times a year right now. So about roughly every 4 months.
So depending on when somebody is listening to this episode, there's a next one coming up. So it's,
yeah.
What,
yeah.
Roughly every 3-4 months type of thing?
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah. So we're going to make sure we put the links to all of that beneath this video and in the podcast show notes so that people can find you. I highly recommend that you do attend Jay's events. I mean, that time well spent. And I guarantee if you've been to an event before, you've not been to one like this. If you like Jay's energy now, imagine 3 days of that. Just because Jay, what's really cool about you, you're very heart to heart. I remember when we sat down and had dinner in Denver, you know, we connected right away, which was awesome. And I see the way that I got to meet some of the people in your mastermind, which is I can see that heartfelt connection and the transformation, just not just from you, but from all of them as well. And so anybody who wants to be a part of that energy should start by attending your 3-day event, unless you have something, a better way to start. Because I think, you know, that, you know, I think at this point, hopefully you're leaning in and going, okay, I want to learn more from this guy. What's the best way to connect with you? Is the 3-day event the best next step for them, or do you have something else?
Yeah, I mean, I have other stuff. I have a mini ebook they can read about the fewer, better, longer mastermind model. I do master classes occasionally and leading into the event to sort of go more in depth around this concept. But I'm easy to find. Just search me on the internet, send me an email. I read them. I'm pretty easy to connect with. Yeah, the mastermind that I run for my clients, you know, one of my taglines is attract and keep clients for 3 years, not 3 months. And I am living that because while my mastermind is not yet 3 years old, it is in its second year, and most of the people who started have renewed into the second year. And that's another difference, right? So when you're creating a program like this, you try to get that initial commitment of at least 6, preferably 12 months. But the program doesn't end then. That's just renewal time, right? And when you create the container properly and you build those relationships at the end of those 6 or 12 months, even if, like, okay, I gave you all my content in that time, like, people don't want to leave the program because now they're getting they have these relationships with the other participants. They're getting this massive support and learning from each other, not just from me. And so I've literally built the tagline that I use, and I fully intend to have my clients stay with me for at least 3 years.
Well, it sounds like they don't even want to leave. Maybe it's going to, who knows, maybe 3 years is too short. So,
well, You know what? The very first mastermind I joined 25 years ago, I tell a whole story about how it helped me 10x my first business, and not just that one mastermind, but many that I was in, and how it saved my life during a crash and burn period that I had. But that mastermind, I stayed in for 17 years. That one mastermind, I've been in, you know, was in many, many over those 17 years, many others, but there was one that I stayed in for 17 years. Because, I mean, those, the people in that mastermind, like I refer to as brothers and sisters. I mean, I'm closer to them still to this day than some of my own family.
And that's really a big, getting back to the difference between a mastermind and a group coaching program. I mean, most group coaching programs, people come, they get what they need from it, and they leave. Mastermind, just because of these connections and that, you know, that third mind you're talking about, I think that really, and the, I think it's the connection more than anything. I know the ones I've been in, you just really like being around those people. You really like being around the energy, and it just feels like a place that you want to be.
Yeah. The idea is you're building a tribe, an inner circle, right? You're building a team of people who have your back, a team of people who you'll pick up the phone for. And that really is the culture that you want to try to create, because once you're in that culture, you don't want to leave.
Yeah, exactly. Well, I know that we could talk about masterminds all day long. In fact, we could probably talk about it for 3 days. You have a 3-day event. We've got all your links beneath it. If you're watching this on video, all of Jay's links are right beneath this video. Go and see when the next 3-day is. We've got some other resources of Jay's there as well. Go and check those out. If you're listening to this on podcast, just in your phone there, all the links are there as well. Now, before I let you go, Jay, I want to thank you. This is amazing. And I know we've barely scratched the surface, but hopefully we've inspired some people to look further into how a mastermind can not only transform their business, but I would say transform their lives as well. And so I highly recommend that you go and spend the 3 days with Jay. You'll be glad that you did, and any other way that you can interact with him. But before I let you go, Jay, just because while I have all my guests captives, so much of my journey and my learning has been from what I've learned from books. I've got some of my favorites, and it really, you know, mentioned Napoleon Hill. Napoleon Hill was probably one of the very first transformational authors that I learned from. Do you have a favorite book or a must read book that is just, you know, transformational in its own right that you'd recommend people check out?
There are so many.
I know. It's hard to pick one.
I mean, one of, I think, the foundational books for me, it's a bit older, is Blue Ocean Strategy. And it's a book about, not fishing in shark-infested, bloody waters, meaning you've got to differentiate yourself in some way. And this ties into everything that I talk about in terms of your niche and your avatar and targeting those right fit clients, as opposed to I can help everyone. But the Blue Ocean Strategy, if you're not familiar with it, one of the main examples they use in that book is Cirque du Soleil. Cirque du Soleil literally reinvented the circus, right? They took Barnum and Bailey, Ringling Brothers, whatever, the old traditional three-ring type circus, and they completely invented a circus that was, a blue ocean strategy, and look at the success that it's had. And there's many other examples in the book around that, but that's one of my all-time favorites.
I love that. No other guest has ever recommended that book before, and I don't even think I've read it. So I'm going to go check that out. But it reminds me of your striped purple fish story that we didn't tell here. But if you want to, you should go to Jay's workshop just to hear that story.
It's funny, I go by the mastermind guy, but I have told that purple fish story so many times in so many places that I swear a lot of people just think of me as the purple fish guy more than the mastermind guy. Yeah.
Well, definitely worth the price of admission. And you got to go check out Jay just to hear that story. And you'll be glad that you did. Jay, thank you. You're a very generous guy. I'm very grateful to have you as a friend in this industry. And for the time that you spent here sharing with us today. We look forward to more interactions with you for sure. We do our events and other collaborative things. So any final piece of advice, words of wisdom for our audience here today as we sign up?
No, but I also just remiss that to not say that everything that you do, Chuck, fits and complements perfectly building that high ticket mastermind program. So, that's a great example of how, everything you do is a great example of sort of that simpler funnel to build that right fit client base that then you can offer that high ticket program to. So yeah, final word of advice is as fast as you possibly can, create a high ticket offer, even if it takes you out of your comfort zone and you're scared to do it. That's how you transition as in this business from having a hobby to a real business.
Beautiful words to end this episode by, and very inspirational. And yes, you can do it. And the way you do that is you take something that you learned here today and you take this first step towards it, and take something you heard Jay or I talk about here today. Maybe we reminded you of something that you've been meaning to do but haven't done, or maybe we inspired you to do something new. I want you to identify one thing you heard us say, and I want you to go and take that step towards it today. At the very least, go click the links beneath this video, register for Jay's next 3-day, and whatever else we have listed there for him. Believe me, you want to go get that. So take that action today and watch the next step be revealed. Remember that there's no obstacle too big to be overcome on your journey to become that big impact expert that you want to, and make that big positive impact in the world that you want. And you might just be one collaboration away from the big breakthrough that helps you to make that bigger impact. And maybe Jay is that person to collaborate with. At any rate, we look forward to serving you again in the future and keep moving forward. Have a good one.